One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. Let's count and do some rhythms. You'll be doing this, slapping your thighs and then clapping your hands. All right, let's try it. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. Again, one, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. Okay, rest a bit. This time, count and slap your thighs and beat your chest. All right. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. Again. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. Okay. Try counting and slapping your thighs and tapping your knees so you'll be going forward. All right. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. Again. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. Now let's whisper our counts and just snap our fingers as we whisper, but have a whispering tone like this. One, two, three, four. Let's try. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. Again. One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. One, two, three, four.
That's the one and only Ella Jenkins from a release released long ago, Growing Up with Ella Jenkins, Rhythms, Songs, and Rhymes. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. With us today on the show is Cheryl and Paul Reisler from Kid Pan Alley. And the kids have some questions for you.
What inspired you to start making music?
Well, I mean, I've been making music my whole life. I started writing songs when I was about 5 years old. But I had a pretty long career as a musician. I started a band called Trapezoid when I was 25. And that lasted for over 20 years. And we toured all over the world and made lots of records. And Cheryl and I live in a very small rural community in Virginia. One of our good friends was organizing an interdisciplinary residency at our local elementary school. We only have one elementary school in the county. And she asked me if I'd do music with the kids. And I thought, well, I don't want to be teaching them some song. I like creating stuff, not recreating it. And I said, well, I'll do it if we can, if I can write songs with them. Let's see how that goes. And so that's what we did. And the first day I went in there, I had all these plans. And in the first 5 minutes, I threw away all my plans. And we wrote five songs the first day. And it just kind of went from there. We wrote 60 songs in 3 weeks there, and everyone wanted copies of the songs. And I got this idea to get all the different musicians in our community together and make a record of those songs. And we recorded about 19 of those songs. That album came out, and then the conductor of the Nashville Chamber Orchestra heard it and decided they wanted to do an album with us. And so we went to Nashville, and we wrote about 60 songs in Nashville. And we recorded them with orchestra and a lot of very famous artists like Amy Grant and Delbert McClinton, Kix Brooks of Brooks and Dunn. So we had all these great singers singing songs we wrote with kids just like you guys. And that album did pretty well. We got a Grammy nomination for one of the songs, and that sort of put us on the map. And so we've been going nonstop writing songs. I'm writing songs pretty much every day with kids during the week. We're in schools all over the country, and we're having a blast because kids are so much fun to write songs with.
What are some of your favorite things to write songs about?
I seem to like to write songs about lots of different things. I don't like to repeat myself so much, and one of the things I love to do is do things that I learn by every song. I learn something in every song. So if we're writing about different things, whatever we're writing about that day is my favorite thing in the moment. And actually, that's part of being a good songwriter, is being in the moment and listening to what's going on in the room and getting excited about it. And I like to write different things. You know, I've written a full-length piece for orchestra and narrator. I've written two musicals with some of the songs are Kid Pan Alley songs. So all these things are ways you learn. You learn to tell stories through music. And so that's the great thing about a musical. You're telling a story in music.
We only have a little bit of time left with Kid Pan Alley today on the Children's Hour. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to leave kids in our audience with a parting thought about the work you do and what really you want kids to know, what would that be?
I think that our mission is to inspire kids to be creators of their own culture and to reinvigorate creativity as a core value. And what we want them to know is they can be creative. They don't have to be employed by one of the three major record companies to write a song. Kids can write songs that are every bit as good. So we want you to know it's not even writing songs, it's the creative process. No matter what you're doing, is to approach it creatively, to really be there and listen for what it's telling you, and to shape it and give it, create your own culture instead of buying your own culture or buying someone else's culture. And that's what we want you to know and what we want you to remember. You can do it.
I think what I would want each of you, especially those of you with us today, to know is your voice is important. And how you feel and how you think has a place. And whether it's in a song or a picture, a poem, or just even your smile, just know how important you are and what a great difference you make in this world.
That's Cheryl Roessler and Paul Roessler. And you can find out a whole lot more about them. We've been playing music all day today on the Children's Hour from Kid Pan Alley. Lots of releases are available. These songs were written in collaboration with more than 70,000 children over the years. A pretty amazing accomplishment. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Heroes can fly, and others don't need to. Some can stretch from here to there, and others lead the way to somewhere. What they dream and what they do inspires us all. Change the world. Stand up and be heard.
Quiero ser profesor cuando sea grande. Superhero. So many things that I wanna be when I grow up.
When I grow up, I want to be a scientist.
Cuando sea grande, quiero ser biólogo.
When I grow up, I want to be an exotic animal vet.
Cuando sea grande, quiero ser pintor.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock singer.
When I grow up,
Natalia from Cuando Era Pequeña. And you're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We're almost out of time. We really enjoyed our time with Kid Pan Alley. We've got a learning guide with this episode, pictures and links at childrenshour.org. Look for Kid Pan Alley. We're going to go out with one last song from Kid Pan Alley's tidal wave of song. This is Chocolate States of America. We'll catch you next time.
Pennsylvania. It smelled like chocolate all around. The street lights were kisses. You could see the chocolate fishes. The sidewalks were Hershey bars. You could see the chocolate frogs hopping, eating M&M's. They were always talking. There was chocolate fungus, cowman dunkus, and gooey melted Hershey bars.
I ate
chocolate eyeballs, cowtails,
lollipops.
I ate chocolate Easter bunnies and robots. Then I broke out in a case of chocolate poison ivy,
but only
in the chocolate states of America.
I really want a chocolate PlayStation 2. Play on my chocolate vacation on a chocolate beach and a Hershey sea. Walking in the heat, so much chocolate sand underneath my feet. Dancing around to a chocolate band, and there's just more chocolate and more chocolate. And I even got a chocolate hand I lick when it's hot, 'cause if it drips on my pants, it leaves a spot.
Chocolate eyeballs, cowtails, lollipops.
chocolate Easter bunnies and robots. Then I broke out in a case of chocolate poison ivy, but only in the chocolate states of America. I ate it all. I had to have it all. Everything they put on my plate: chocolate turkey, chocolate eyeballs. They had chocolate frogs. They had chocolate chairs and chocolate wheels. They had chocolate men of steel, and none were too big. I ate it all. In the chocolate states of America, all your wants, all your chocolate needs. Chocolate is deep. And you never get tired of it, and you never get a cavity, and you never have to brush your teeth or make up your bed in the chocolate states of America.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, Mackenzie Gronke, and Thaniel Lentz. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. You can find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for Kid Pan Alley.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.